CDE8IN from KEVN-TN, statewide 1. CDE8IN from KEVN-TN, statewide 1. Hello, wait, Echo November Tango, listening on statewide 1.
CDENT, this is ETL on statewide 1.
Okay, ETL from KADNT, good morning. Hopefully where you are at, you're not getting snow down in the Grand Rapids area. Getting some snow, it's, let's see, 23 balmy degrees out there. Go ahead.
Currently here it's 25 degrees, and we had gotten about a half inch of snow last night. Not expecting any more today, but that might change. I'm not sure yet.
Yeah, I get that. It's Michigan, so I think we're in about the same situation here as well. So I see Mount Morris as your QTH. Is that near Traverse City, or am I way off on the location?
Yeah, my location's closer to Flint, just about north of Flint.
Okay. Yeah, I have to be honest, I am not familiar with it, but, you know, there's lots of places in Michigan, and I know some of the stuff kind of, you know, between Flint and Pontiac and that area, but anyway, you are coming in very well. I've been playing with an open spot that my wife bought me for Christmas, and finally got the thing working. I have used Raspberry Pis with D-Star, or with Pi-Star in the past, and those were pretty easy to set up and fairly easy for changing talk groups and stuff. The open spot, there's fairly detailed instructions, but there's a lot of stuff that they just don't tell you, and even watching YouTube videos. But finally, I think I got it figured out. I'll be traveling in a few months, and I thought, well, it would be nice to take it along with an HT. And anyway, it's a nice little toy. K8ENT with K8EPL. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat as you. I just got a radio, DMR radio for the first time for Christmas this year, so I'm in the middle of programming and reprogramming and making sure all my settings right and all of that and making sure I got the repeaters in there correctly. So it's a lot of work just to get on the radio, but I think I got it finally figured out, and it's actually pretty nice, so pretty happy about that. K8EPL for ID.
I gather you're going directly into a repeater, RF. I've had a couple of like dual band radios actually in my shack. I currently have Connect Systems CS800D. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that. And I also have a Tytera 9600. I gave that to a friend of mine who didn't have a DMR base radio, but you're sounding real good. I'm going through, like I said, this open spot in Tytera MV380 HT, which I'm not sure if you can even buy these anymore. You know, there have been so many improvements, but it's a nice little radio. The battery lasts a long time, and it does a lot of things for me. So that was one of the first radios that I purchased. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're sounding really good to me as well. I'm just on an HT here, and I'm probably about 15 miles from the repeater and sitting in the house here. So it's actually kind of nice to nice system, and glad I could be on the radio for you this morning and help you get things sorted out. And it seems like you're doing pretty good, so I'm glad to hear that for you. KATPL.
Well, all right, Eric. Appreciate the comment. And the handle here is Ken Kilocko November. And we will talk again. We won't tie up statewide one here any longer. But have a great day, everyone. Be safe. So 7-3, and we will talk again. KAVPL, this is KAVNT, and I'm going to be on the side. 7-3.
KV8SWR, KV8SWR, this is K8EPL.
NAKPP, statewide 5-1, NAKPP.
K8EPL on state 1. N8ATX, N8ATX, this is K8EPL on statewide 1.
KCAKJO from NAKPP on 5-1.
KE8ZKC, you listening? KE8ZKC, you listening?
K8EPL monitoring, statewide 1.
Okay, to GPT, Transmarine, Belleville, New Jersey, radio check, please.